I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Islamic militants chased Egyptian Christians from their homes in the Sinai Peninsula last week, so persecution is obviously on the rise. Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra says the Coptic Christians feel vulnerable, more so because they have no pope. It'll be December before a new one is chosen as a voice for the voiceless. Meanwhile, the future for Christians in Egypt is uncertain. We have more specific prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. And festival goers are helping 15 kids with clubfoot rise up and walk. Cure International spoke to over 10,000 people at a two-day Uprise Festival in Pennsylvania. They shared their mission and introduced crowds to a boy whose condition was healed through surgery. By the end of the concert, Cure had enough funding to give 15 kids the surgery they need. You can go to missionnetworknews.org to see how Cure proclaims the gospel and heals children worldwide. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can follow Mission Network News on Twitter. We're at MNN Team. I'm Ruth Kramer.